At 13 years old, I almost died. I had gone riding with the court and ventured out too far. The forests outside of Paris are lovely in the spring, carpeted with bluebells, sunlight weaving between the oaks. But as night fell that day and the clouds roiled, the trees became a labyrinth of clawing fingers. Stumbling between them, the flowers tugged at my feet, pulling me into the mud. I could do little but sit curled up amongst the roots of a wizened beech, praying I would survive the storm. I remained lost in the darkness with only the torrential rain to keep me company, and when they found me in the morning, I was coughing and shivering, clinging to consciousness. I was only half formed at that age, and the sickness came quickly. I was laid out upon my bed, flushed and trembling, sprawled like a prisoner on the rack. I spent most of my childhood swaddled in luxuries, furs, tutors, vellum, but when I think of my youth, the first thing I remember is the tang of my sweat in the air, my mother digging her nails into my forearm as she chanted prayers, the bitter taste of herbs, and the fog of fever. I made the perfect picture of a martyr. Outside, the wind shrieked and rattled at the windows in zealous accusation. The foundations of the castle groaned with me. Physicians came and went like visiting pilgrims. They bled me until my pallor became corpse-like, and they argued incessantly over courses of treatment. They all wanted to be the one to save the life of a future king. One recommended my head be shaved. Another thought I ought to be as warm as possible to draw the fever out, and a third, hardly a doctor at all, loomed over me, murmuring in funereal Latin. In my delirium, the layer of sweat on my skin became a horde of insects. I scratched and clawed at myself, scoring scarlet lines over my arms. I was slathered in a paste of stinking moss, which soon dried to a thick green crust. I must have looked like a leper. My father never once came to my room to see me. Instead, he departed on a pilgrimage to beg God for my recovery. Of all places, he went to a shrine in England. He was aging and infirm, but still he went. He was never the same when he came back, remaining silent for hours upon hours. I think the strain of the journey pushed his addled mind a step too far. And yet it worked. By the time he returned, I had improved. Whether by grace of God or blind luck, my fever broke. I awoke one morning frail, half-starved, but blessedly alive. It took another week before I could leave the bed. I had lost so much weight, it was almost comical. When I walked, I wobbled awkwardly like a dancing bear. I should have been relieved, but the world I returned to seemed dull and underwhelming. The experience left me bone-weary and afraid. It felt as if time distended around me, and I aged years in the weeks I'd been away. I went to visit my father soon after my bed rest ended. He had been taking private mass ever since his homecoming. When I first saw him, I wondered if he had been eating nothing but communion bread. His wrists were even leaner than mine, his bones bursting from their skin. The fire in his chamber had been stoked to heaving, and the scent of the smoke mingled with incense. The dim light cast his cheekbones into disturbing relief. His breaths were so shallow they seemed entirely absent. Only the languid, occasional movements of his eyelashes were proof of his living. I watched him from the doorway, unable to step into the room. But he soon noticed my presence, and he outstretched his hand to greet me, fingers trembling. I knelt before him to receive his blessing.
"My son," he said, and I rose.
He was sitting in his wooden chair, the one with wide, high arms that forced his shoulders beside his ears. He was clutching a cup of wine in his other hand, and I could see the liquid quivering in his grasp. I had to stoop to look him in the eye.
"Father," I said, "are you well?"
"I am well," he replied,
perhaps believing it.
And you are well also. Praise be to God.
Praise be.
My son.
Yes, father? I asked.
You must give thanks, Philip. Give thanks to God.
I shall, I replied. I have.